control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
All right, so 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves, as is always the case here. Of course, we'll also bring things in to discuss with you. And there's something that I had last night that I mentioned we didn't get a chance to get to. But then, an update from New York City with the soda ban situation. I don't know if y'all heard about that news.
We watched Jon Stewart's take on it last night. It's kind of comical.
Very good. Well, the mayor of the city doesn't find this funny at all, and he has some things he'd like to say to his critics. We'll share those in a moment. But according to GigaOM.com, there's a patent troll out there trying to destroy a website called Etsy. Now, have either of you ever been on
Etsy? I love Etsy.
Tell me more about it.
Etsy is a place where, I think it originally started as just a place where you can go online and find handmade items, but then they also have vintage items, mm-hmm. and they might make exceptions for other items, but they have mostly a strict guideline for this is unique stuff you're going to not find other places, and
right.
you can get great deals on stuff that, you know, looks handmade, but this is really handmade by someone in the United States.
And people have successfully, you know, quit their day job by putting stuff on this website, this Etsy, etsy.com. Like, for instance, somebody will be working at a regular corporate job, and they'll start selling stuff on Etsy that's really unique and stuff you can't get anywhere else, and people like it. So all of a sudden, before you know, or before they know it, they are turning in their 2 weeks' notice at their regular job and going full-time selling product over the Internet. And, I mean, how cool is that? I mean, the fact of the website. I can I guess, be blamed, or I guess not blamed, but take credit for helping all these people create their own businesses. That's pretty amazing.
Isn't it similar in some respects to eBay and that sort of...
Yeah.
It's not a bidding system, though, right?
It's not a bidding system, and I personally, I don't know what it is about the site that it caters to me better, because on eBay, I feel like I get a bunch of stuff, and a lot of it is pictures from the retailer, and it's, you know, new and used stuff, and it's just kind of a jumble. And it's, you know, eBay is a good place to get computer cords and computer stuff, or, you know, lots of stuff you can find on eBay. But Etsy is where you go to find unique things, like
yeah.
things that you just like it because it's really stylish, or it just appeals to you in some aesthetic way. That's more what Etsy is catering to.
Interesting.
Well, now they're in trouble thanks to the patent system, the patent laws out there the federal government provides that people who are lawyer types know how to navigate. They know how to navigate the labyrinth of regulations and patent laws and bureaucracy. And as a result, you have companies that are called patent trolls that essentially exist to do nothing besides screw with the productive class. So here's a story from GigaOM.com. Etsy is an online marketplace where users buy and sell handmade and vintage goods. Last week, the Brooklyn-based company with the folksy feel raised a $40 million investment. This week, Etsy is discovering one of the downsides of being a big league business after it's been hit with a patent lawsuit. In a case filed in Manhattan federal court, a shell company claims Etsy infringed on five of its patents and is asking for profits, triple damages, and a permanent injunction. The patents are for, quote, methods for storing, delivering, and managing messages, unquote. One of them, U.S. patent number 6857074, shows common technology in which an internet browser is used to route incoming messages. The owner of the patents, Unified Messaging Solutions, LLC, appears to be a subsidiary of Acacia, which has been described as the mother of all patent trolls. Now, trolls is a derogatory term for shell firms that don't make anything but acquire patents in order to sue companies that do. Let me stop down there for a moment and talk a little bit more about this. There was a company, I don't remember what they were called. It wouldn't be worth mentioning them even if I did. But they were doing advertising on the radio and television probably about half a decade ago. And essentially what they would do was they would advertise to inventors. like, inventors, would you like to have your product turned into reality? Your idea could be real. Just contact Inventors Corporation or whatever. And they give a phone number out, and the pitch was, we'll send you a free kit, and you can, you know, learn about patenting your idea. And basically, it was an elaborate scam, but it was a totally legal scam, because these companies are run by attorneys. They're run by people who absolutely know the ins and the outs of patent law and copyright and all this stuff. And of course, you and I, and certainly the average inventor who just wants to tinker and, you know, make neat things, they definitely don't know how to navigate these waters. So basically, this company would get the inventor to sign kind of a non-disclosure agreement or like an exclusivity agreement where essentially the patent company would claim that we won't release your idea. Here, we'll sign this non-disclosure agreement with you. And then down the line, essentially what they would do, they get the plans, they get the ideas, they get the information from the inventor. And they would offer the inventor all kinds of promotional packages that were just so expensive. Like, we'll take your idea to a trade show and market it to manufacturers for $8,000. And so they'd try to milk as much money out of the inventors as possible. Like, you know, with the tantalizing carrot of, well, if we just take it to the right trade show, get in front of the right vendor,
right,
the right manufacturer, they're going to snatch it up, and you know, they're going to give you a contract, and you know, we're just basically, you're going to be a multimillionaire because this is an awesome invention. And so after spending all kinds of money, in some cases they're life savings, because you know, the average person probably doesn't have $8,000 or $9,000, so they probably beg, borrow, call grandma, you know, get the money that they can possibly scrounge up for this.
Right, and risk is a totally healthy thing to adapt if you're an entrepreneur. It's good to take risks, but this is not the kind of risk you should be taking.
Right, well, and it's, you know, it sounds good, right? It's slick packaging. It sounds like these people know what they're doing, but they'll come back from the trade show and like, well, you know, it didn't pan out. Sorry, but we didn't get any bites on your invention. And of course, I would imagine it's pretty difficult to get a manufacturer to pitch them on an idea like this. You know, some radical new invention, like kind of like trying to sell a book to publishing companies. You have to go through 100 no's before you get to a yes. And so eventually, the inventor is going to run out of money to take these things to trade shows. And the patent company will then at that point tell the inventor, hey, look, we know that you know, you owe us this money here, because they'll let them get into debt, essentially, to go take products to trade shows. Yeah, JJ, it was a really great idea, and you owe us, looks like, 10 grand here. Tell you what, you can just sign the idea over to us, and we'll just call it a day.
Wow, that sounds like a terrible deal.
You owe us money. I mean, how are you going to pay this $8,000?
Well, I don't know, but
tell you what, just sign this paperwork. Look, nobody wants this patent. Nobody wants this invention. We'll just call it a day.
Right.
Do you think they actually try to sell the invention, or do you think they?
I don't know.
Sell it.
Well,
you know,
wait. I thought that you were saying that. Okay, so then they have the rights. Basically, what you're saying is
that's
what will
happen. If the inventor signs it over,
and
then they'll have the rights.
Instead of making something out of the idea, they just go after other people who have similar ideas.
That's right.
Right.
That's basically how it works.
So now they have the basically by getting people into debt with them, they get them to sign over the rights to an idea that they're never going to go anywhere with. But they only want those rights so that they can go after other people.
You nailed it. Yeah.
And then, of course, using the state as the workhorse as far as the injunction is concerned, getting an injunction saying that you can't do this anymore, and then the person, then does an injunction come with the threat of force and all that?
So I would imagine so.
Backing it up. So
here's the remainder of this piece here. So now that we know what patent trolls are, this is Unified Messaging Solutions, LLC, which is Limited Liability Company, as we discussed last night on the program. That basically means they have no liability for the actions they take, or very little. The people behind this company, though, this Acacia Group, so there's the parent company of Unified Messaging Solutions, which has been described as the mother of all patent trolls. The people behind it are the same fine Americans who have already sued Facebook, Groupon, Google, Southwest Airlines, and more than a dozen other companies. Because shell companies don't make or do anything besides file lawsuits, they are not vulnerable to patent countersuits such as the one that Facebook filed against Yahoo. We'll talk more about what exactly they're doing to Etsy here, what they're trying to do in moments. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. By the way, SACL CAI, that's how you can get it done when it comes to collections. Forget about doing that yourself. Hand it over to SACL CAI. They'll do it with respect and they'll get your money so you can continue on business with your clients down the road. You can visit SACL's website through their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Our number here tonight, again, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about patent trolls, in this case, Unified Messaging Solutions, LLC. It's a subsidiary of a company called Acacia.
which has been described as the mother of all patent trolls. There's another story over from paidcontent.org where it looks like the same company has multiple shell corporations that it has created for itself that hold patents. Another one of them is Network Presentation Solutions. They sued Amazon over its Kindle e-reader, trying to basically say that they're somehow violating some whatever kind of patent they have, and it's essentially they're looking to destroy every single Kindle that has a particular screensaver. I mean, it's just what? This petty, it's the most petty nonsense that you can possibly imagine. They're suing Etsy, which is an online sales site where unique products, handmade products, are sold to willing buyers. And they're suing them over violating a patent for some sort of messaging system, claiming they have a patent on certain methods for storing, delivering, and managing messages. Really? You can patent how to store something on a computer? You're writing data to a file, and that's a patenting?
Right. It's ridiculous, and this is one of the reasons why I'm so against patents at this point in my philosophy or whatever, ideology, whatever you want to call it. Because it, not only that, but it limits so much of what people can do, as we can see here.
Right.
This company, all they do is use this legal fiction land to harass and intimidate people into stopping their innovation, stopping their creative processes and their new products that they're going to come up with. And just scaring them out of the marketplace. And that's, how can that be helpful? How can you say that's going to help achieve the best products and the best solutions? You can't. That's not how you get the best.
Well, right. So it just bogs everybody down in this legal minefield. And it makes it very difficult to progress. Basically, what happened was Etsy got $40 million from some sort of an investor, and the news must have crossed the ears of this patent troll company that was just sitting around waiting for somebody to get some money in their pocket, and then they decided to go ahead and strike because now they know that Etsy's got $40 million. So let's see how much we can get out of them. And so even if this lawsuit is determined to be completely fallacious by the judge and whatever court takes a look at this, even if they end up kicking this out, that doesn't mean it wasn't a huge hassle for Etsy, who had to hire some corporate lawyers on board and spend who knows how many thousands of dollars defending themselves.
So I would have thought that they would go after some of the people that sell things on Etsy. I thought that that's where the story was going, that they...
No, they don't have any money.
I just thought that they were going to say, oh, you're selling stuff that's been patented on here.
No, but it sounds like they're going after the Etsy site because of something that has to do with the way they store messages.
Yeah, so that's like, just so funny to me.
You know, can you send a message to a seller on Etsy? That's what we're probably looking at.
Yeah,
here.
Right. Okay. I don't know.
Some sort of technical detail behind their website that these guys are saying, well, we own that. You can't do that.
Yeah, but my question is how complex is it to save some text file on a server? Basically, you create a database, and you put, you know, information in the different slots of the database.
It's crazy.
It's very simple. There isn't much to it, and you're going to say you're going to patent it.
Right.
So what? There's what? Let's just take this patent thing down the road to the extreme. Let's say someone patents a way to it patents the inbox. Let's say, okay. So this person patents the idea of an inbox. Now, all the other email services out there, they have to change how they do what they do.
Right.
They can't have an inbox anymore.
Well, there would be a couple options here. There would be the option one is for Etsy to change how they do what they do, to hire some programmers to come in and rewrite the code so they can say, okay, it's different now, from markedly different from how your patent is, so therefore your case no longer is any good. Alternately, they can offer a settlement, and according to SciFaze Online, one of our researchers, he says that that's what these guys are really after. They basically come to the table with this lawsuit, and Etsy looks at the lawsuit, or whatever the company is, Amazon, Etsy, whoever it is they're going after with the money, they look at the lawsuit and they say, all right, well, these guys want a certain amount of money to go away, basically. And are we going to spend the money on the lawyers to defend ourselves in court? Or are we just going to go ahead and say, all right, fine, you've got this patent. How much do you want? And then shell out the cash.
Right. And then I wonder how many people exactly. Because it's either way. Either way, you're spending money unproductively.
Exactly.
In one of the ways, you could potentially end up wasting more money unproductively if, for whatever reason, the judge in the robe, the robed man, the wise man, decides with this person, and you're like, Well, I don't want to take it any further because I've already wasted enough resources.
Right. Well, they're basically throwing the arduous judicial system at people holding money bags. It throws it at their feet and waits for them to trip up and drop their money because, you know, it's just, it's not a justice system. It's a corrupt system that allows people to fight with one another and steal from one another.
And it gives the advantage to the people that know the system, the people that are attorneys, and those are the people that run these corporations.
That's why people hate lawyers.
Well, there are a lot of reasons why people hate lawyers, but that is certainly one of them. And essentially, you've just got a gaggle of attorneys here at this company that knows the process, they know how it works, and they know how to intimidate companies into just throwing up their hands and saying, it ain't worth going to court, we'll just settle. We'll just give you $1 million of our $40 million. Here you go. They could have spent that on advertising. They could have spent that on developing their software. They could have spent that on all manner of different things, upgrading their business. But now, the $1 million or however much the settlement is, we don't know more about this. This is a pretty fresh lawsuit, so it hasn't been resolved at this point. But whatever the arbitrary amount of money is, that's money that's going to go into these lawyers' pockets. And then they're going to take that money, and they're going to spend it on assistants to go and look up and see who's got some more money. And
exactly.
It's just an ongoing process.
And that hurts the consumer.
But somebody who is listening to this saying to themselves, yeah, okay, guys, that sounds fine, but patents are important. Okay, sure, there may be some people who are abusing the system, but, I mean, we've got to protect inventors. We've got to make it so these people can invent things and be rewarded for what they invent and not just have somebody come in off the streets, reverse engineer the product, and then be able to just take away all their business.
Yeah, but think about it this way, though. If this is, I was actually thinking about this just the other day as we were, I was at work, I was cleaning this piece of machinery and part of it, I took off and it had this list of patents and then this other thing that said this machine is protected by patents under U.S. patent law, blah, 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 this and that. And I was thinking about it and I was like, well, that's an excuse to be lazy. If you think about innovation and how things change and how evolution occurs within technology, within life, within everything around us, and once a company gets a patent, then they sort of rest on that patent. I'm just going to sit here and keep making
milk
stuff
it.
With this. Yeah, milk this patent.
Well, it's a monopoly. Everyone knows monopolies
right.
are bad, but then when it comes to individual monopolies, all of a sudden that's okay.
Right. It's. But my...
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE about patents and how it is they actually repel innovation, new ideas, fresh ideas from hitting the market sooner rather than later. 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you've got some experience in this area and you'd like to share. Or you can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Starting today, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at VPrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry! Starting today, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the VPrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want here at 855-453. Your thoughts on patents, intellectual property, how things can be developed in a world without government monopoly protection. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a lot of features. We've got archives there that will take you all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many episodes as you'd like. Just go click and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
And Allie is here courtesy of her radio program, Ladies in Keene. And tell me what your show's about, Allie.
Our show, typically the hosts are me, Cecilia, and Kate, and we are all activists in our own way. And we basically just talk about things that are going on in Keene, and sometimes we start talking about philosophy or just really whatever we feel like talking about that time. So
what would make somebody want to tune in who doesn't live in Keene, New Hampshire? I mean, obviously that's where we do this radio program from. It's where Ladies in Keene is based. It's certainly a big destination for liberty-minded people who are coming here. Manchester, of course, also. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, where like-minded, liberty-oriented folks are all converging on the same place. But why would somebody in California be interested in listening to Ladies in Keene?
Because it's super smart, pretty chicks talking about liberty.
All right, you've sold
wow.
me.
Wow. Smart, pretty ladies?
Yep.
I mean, what more do you want?
Exactly.
At Liberty. Oh, yeah, that's
feisty,
right.
Feisty, too.
Feisty. Oh, that's right.
There. So you can go to ladiesinkeen.com. That's ladies in K-E-E-N-E, ladiesinkeen.com, to get more of Allie there. As we go here to your phone calls, and JJ, I know you wanted to make to finish your thoughts on the patent thing. Let's bring Wallace on in Vermont and see what he thinks, though, first. Wallace, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? First off, I think you guys are making a little bit of a confusion. There's a difference between patent and copyright.
Yes, there is.
The software is copyrighted. It's not patented. And I myself went through...
Well, you are incorrect about that. There are apparently patents that do apply to certain functions of software.
If it basically is hardware-based. But if it's software-based, it's definitely comes under the copyright statute. And I've been through this myself personally. I've written software, which basically I have successfully sued to protect the copyright. And the bottom line is that if basically you're talking about, like they mentioned, parts of a machine or what have you, that's definitely patent. Or if it's basically hardware-based where it goes on to a mechanical device, that's considered patent. But if it's software,
okay, so what we are talking about here is when data is stored, it is going on to a mechanical device. So
but
it
still comes under the copyright because it's actually code, computer code.
But you said if a mechanical device is involved, it's patent. So when you take that computer code and you write it physically on a platter on a magnetic disc, then at that point it's...
Magnetic disc, you can't re-patent a hard drive. In other words, the hard drive itself is patented. And if you're putting the code, the software code, onto the hard drive, that's basically... not a hardware issue, and it's not patentable.
Okay. You know, I appreciate your opinion. I don't know what the law is. I don't claim to be an expert on intellectual property, but I'm telling you that this lawsuit from a company that presumably is, you know, has done this before, because basically, according to the story at GigaOhm.com, this company has essentially filed what appears to be a template lawsuit. In fact, at one point in the lawsuit, point number 38, they actually forget to fill in the name of the website in what is appears to be a template. It has like www dot a blank space and then dot com. So they basically have this website, this patent lawsuit that they've already pre-written, and they just go after companies one after another with this thing. So I don't know. Maybe there's something that you're missing, or maybe we're not. Maybe this.
The easiest way is to go to the website, the patent and trademark website in Washington D.C., and put in the name of the company supposedly that's got the patent or the copyright. And you should be able to find that out inside of a few seconds to a minute. That takes number one. The second thing that I was calling about is a little bit more important. You guys basically have been talking about people that have been getting arrested for videotaping, audio taping, and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I became paralyzed recently as a result of a surgical procedure that went bad, and I'm paralyzed from the waist down.
Yikes.
I've had occasion to call New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union and Vermont and other states concerning my disabilities. And I went through and I talked to these guys, and they told me that the American Civil Liberties Union and all the various chapters across the country are very interested in this videotaping wiretap law. And they're interested in basically having people call them that are personally injured. And perhaps if basically you guys could put it on out more than once, that people that are being arrested and whatever you want to call it, harassed by these police officers and law enforcement officers, that if they would call their local Civil Liberties Union offices, and there are chapters in every state,
mm-hmm.
Across the nation, I think even in Canada too, that they're looking for people very actively to bring test cases.
Good to know. Wallace, thanks for the heads up on that, man, and good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, if you are harassed by the police and they threaten you or take your camera from you or somehow you feel like your rights have been violated, it can be hard to find an attorney who cares enough to take the case. So maybe the ACLU or your state version of the ACLU could be of assistance there. I can't say I have much experience with them. I know that I did file something with them regarding the sheriffs oppressing people's rights in this town, and it took them like a couple months to write me back. Like, you couldn't just call them. They only take submissions by paper, so it's kind of, you know, this antiquated thing where you have to write to them. And so I did that, and it took them a while to get back to me, and then eventually they got back to me. By that time, I'd forgotten what I'd sent them, because I guess I hand wrote it. I think that I didn't type it up on a computer for whatever reason. I barely even remembered, like, all the details of what I'd sent to them, because so much has happened here, so many rights violations. And essentially their response was, well, that I'd mentioned what had happened to other people in this letter, because there have been a lot of people who's had their rights violated, and they basically said, well, you need to have each of these people write us something. So that's kind of where I left it. So I just didn't, I don't have time to go and jump through all these hoops, but yeah. Hopefully.
They need to make it easy for people.
Yeah, hopefully somebody else can do that.
This is the ACLU. Yeah,
the New Hampshire CLU.
Right, right. I mean, I'd like to see, maybe this is, you know, the was the initial idea behind the Civil Disobedience Fund. Is that what it's called?
Civil Disobedience Education Fund.
Education or Evolution?
Evolution. Oh, I don't remember.
Okay.
It's been so long.
Well,
I'm not on the board anymore.
Okay, well, that's kind of
what my
initial idea was, to be an ACLU for liberty activists sort of thing.
Yeah, they need some help right now. They're kind of floundering.
Yeah. That's unfortunate, really.
It is. Activist projects sometimes come and they sometimes go, and some of them that seemed like they should be good ideas, just people burn out, because ultimately it's always a volunteer effort. And most of us have a lot of irons in the fire. I mean, you guys were telling me before you came on the air here tonight that it's been a swamp day for you. You've been working all day and didn't sleep a lot, and it's hard to fit in activism after all that.
Yep.
So,
it's a tough day.
Yeah, so we need more people here sooner rather than later to help mitigate those circumstances.
For sure.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a bit. Also, JJ, we're going to get back to your thoughts on patents.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Do we need patents? Are they actually useful to development? Are they valuable to inventors? It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find different things that you can do, like print out flyers or get a free bumper sticker to help support Free Talk Live and help get us into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com will take you there. Now, many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and mandate. That's not the case with O'Neill Coffee. Their third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. Their house blend is the kind of cup of coffee that's been enjoyed in this country for decades. To show Free Talk Live listeners, that's you, their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering you a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship over at coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. And I believe you can use code FTL to get the free mug. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, we've begun discussing the issue of patents based on a lawsuit that's been filed against Etsy, an online company which allows folks who are crafty to sell their handcrafted items to wanting and willing buyers. And they got a recent $40 million investment, so an infusion of cash. And, well, those sorts of things tend to attract these what they call patent troll companies. And this company came after Etsy with a lawsuit. It is currently pending, but basically saying they violated their patent on a messaging system of some sort. The way they store and retrieve messages, essentially, this company claiming that they have patented that, and they're looking for an unspecified amount of money. So they're basically hoping that Etsy is going to just open up their checkbook and cut them a check to make them go away rather than go to court.
Do you think it's possible that they are just sending out these patent things when there's no patent at all? Do you think they're just scaring them, and the fact that they don't understand the patent minefield? They're just looking at this piece of paper, and it's in this different language. And they're like, well, let's just throw money at them.
Well, I'm sure Etsy has its own lawyers.
Sure.
Like,
okay.
They've got people for that. But, it's probably very – some of the laws are probably very vague, so it could be interpreted differently by different people.
Well, they've filed this this lawsuit at this point. So to take a suit into court and cite an actual U.S. patent number, which you can go and look up. I mean, if you want to, you can just – take the patent number, go to the U.S. Patents website, and you can pull up these patents, and you can see what they say. They must have them. I mean, otherwise it would be a clear joke of a lawsuit. The lawyers would be able to look at it and just kick it right out the door and
right.
make it really clear that this isn't even something that should be filed. But the system is unwieldy, the system is difficult, and they are looking for a jury trial on this, according to this case.
Which I think, honestly, given that not everybody is a computer geek, you know what I'm saying? If you have a jury trial and you're talking about code and you're talking about software and hardware and how they interact, a lot of the people in the jury trial are going to be like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
What am I supposed to do if I was ever on a jury and they start talking about computer stuff? I wouldn't know how to... I mean, I'd probably just say not guilty, but I would not know the situation. I would just be like, not guilty. I don't understand.
And if part of part of my idea I was talking about earlier in the episode is, you know, this piece of machinery I was looking at and had all these patents. I was thinking, well, if everybody can make it, okay, let's just say there are no patents. So if there's an idea out there, you can copy it. You can copy it. Then it comes down to this. If everybody can make the same thing, then it's going to, as far as the marketplace is concerned, it's going to come down to who can provide the best service, who can provide the best perks or incentives for people to buy from them. And then what you'll find is a marketplace that truly caters to the customer's demands. Because if everybody can make the same thing, it's going to be those service-oriented businesses that actually succeed.
Right. I mean, the competitiveness isn't about who can have a good idea faster. It's about who can apply an idea and make people respond, act, and buy or contribute the fastest or, you know, to the greatest extent. It's not who can think of the most fanciful thing. It's, you know, you have to imply some work to it.
Right. Well, and ideas are really, really useful in that you can combine them. So you can combine an idea with another idea, and you can combine an existing idea, something that is already a product or service. You can combine that with a new idea or a new, use a new resource or use an old resource in a new way. So ideas are really important, and they're what we essentially have that makes our life great. I mean, everything you look around you, wherever you are right now, everything was an idea. First, I mean, except for the natural resources that you use to build these things, you know, whether it's the car you're driving in, whether it's the studio that we're sitting in here. I mean, somebody thought of each one of these things that that we use and in many cases take for granted in our lives. You know, the front door, you know, somebody came up with an idea at one point and now we just see it. So thank goodness, you know, whoever it is that invented the idea of a door isn't still collecting money on every door company out there manufacturing doors. I mean, how ridiculous and absurd would that that tracking system even be to try to figure out who's using your idea and who's, you know, making money off of it? And shame on you! You can't make money off my idea without paying me first.
Well, if we,
terrible,
right? If we still had the patent system, imagine how it would be without government. Like, without the governmental force to enforce these sorts of things, they had to go through civil procedures and actually talk things out. And sort of like, you know, a more free market way instead of the monopolistic way of using the state. I mean, even if there was, that's why government, of course, comes down to the center of this. The strike the root is the government, you know, created the patent system.
That's right.
But are you suggesting that there might still be some intellectual property law without the government?
That's, you know, it's a difficult...
I would see it hard to do.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see how it would actually be real. I mean, it would have to... I don't know how that would actually
happen. I could see it, like, on... It's interesting. For instance, in the tattoo community, at least, there's certain rules, unspoken or unwritten rules about what you can tattoo on someone, and you're not supposed to just go through a tattoo magazine and say... if you're a tattoo artist and, you know, put the exact same tattoo on someone that you saw in a magazine, you're really supposed to, you know, if it's a tattoo, then you shouldn't copy it. If it's a piece of art, then it's okay in some aspects, but they have different sort of rules and protocols about what kind of things, are appropriate, I guess.
So, like, more like an industry standard rather
than
something that is enforced, like,
it's not enforced, but it's one of those things where it becomes a culture, and then the culture sort of drives people to act, to behave in certain ways, and there are certain behaviors that are not considered acceptable, because you're supposed to respect one another's art. So.
Okay. But ultimately, I could, in theory, find some unscrupulous tattoo artist who's willing to rip off somebody else's tattoo.
Right. But then you don't get to brag about, oh, I went to this person to get my tattoo. But who cares? If you don't care about that, then...
Right. Yeah, if all you care about is that tattoo, then...
Right.
And, of course, we've talked about patents when it comes to things like products, say, you know, these expensive purses that some ladies are very interested in owning, and the Chinese knockoff versions of them that cost a fraction, you know, 1/40th of the price of the actual real brand name. And, you know, these companies that are making these insanely expensive purses are able to survive in a world in which they are under competition from these knockoff brands. So there are ways for companies to continue to profit and innovate, even though there is that chance out there that somebody's going to copy what you've done. And the big one of the big arguments from the people that support patent law is, well, what about the inventors? The inventors, you know, these guys, they come up with these great ideas, and then somebody's just going to steal it. Somebody with a better marketing budget, somebody with a large manufacturing plan, they're just going to steal that idea or borrow it, I guess. And now the inventor's not going to get anything. So how are you supposed to reward the inventor in the absence of the government's patent laws?
That's a great question. I think, you know, if you take government out of the equation, of course, or even if the just take the patent office out of the equation, it's difficult to sort of to say, like, let's say a guy makes an invention in his garage and somehow gets it stolen or borrowed, whatever, and the idea is, you know, somehow, I don't know how, it's difficult to see how that inventor would give that idea out without trying to pursue it. And it's almost sort of like, well, did you mean to do this, or was this an accident, or did they come in and they steal it from your computer, or...
That doesn't seem too likely.
It just seems weird as how that would work itself out.
I don't think people own ideas.
I agree with that. But if you are the originator of the idea, then maybe it would be a good idea to keep it close to your chest until you can get, you know, a company to sign a non-disclosure agreement and then possibly pay you for the idea. And there have to be ways for the inventors to profit from their ideas, and we can talk about that more here. If you've got an idea you'd like to share, feel free, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.